I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. It was 1 year ago today that a man named Abdel Basset Ali al-Megrahi was released from a Scottish prison. Megrahi was notorious. He'd been convicted of the 1988 bombing of an American airliner over the Scottish town of Lockerbie, and yet he was set free. The reason the authorities gave was that Megrahi had terminal cancer and should be allowed to die at home in Libya. 1 year later, families of the victims and four U.S. senators say they want a better explanation. The World's Marcus Raitt has our story.
Scottish ministers said they released Megrahi last year after they concluded he wouldn't survive beyond 3 months. Well, he's still alive. New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez said he and several other senators were suspicious about the Megrahi deal then, and they're suspicious now.
Doctors who examined him while in prison now say he could live for another decade or more. And so on this unfortunate anniversary, on this unwelcome milestone, we want it to be known that our desire for answers is as strong as ever, our resolve is deep, and our determination will not fade.
Today, Senator Menendez and three colleagues wrote to the leaders of Britain and Scotland, and this wasn't the first time. The senators want to know more about the medical assessment of Megrahi and whether there were other reasons for his release.
An independent investigation in the United Kingdom would provide incredibly valuable new information. And we've asked the British and Scottish governments again to begin that process.
British Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg offered qualified cooperation.
I don't think actually having, you know, great inquiries serves much purpose. What the Prime Minister has done is to order a sort of full review of all the papers that the government down in London have got related to the decision, which of course we'll publish in due course and make available to the American senators who are making these demands.
The decision to release Megrahi was actually made not in London, but in Edinburgh. Recently, the Scottish Justice Minister who made that call said he wouldn't go to the US to help the senators. The minister, Kenny McCaskill, says he will help, but they've got to come to him.
I'm more than happy to engage. The door is open, whether it's to victims, whether it's to representatives. We're more than happy to explain the basis upon which the decision was made, which was following the rules and guidance that we have here in Scotland, to confirm that it was done without political, diplomatic or economic considerations, and that it was based upon compassion.
We are sceptical about any release that occurred based on compassion.
Mary Kay Stratis lost her husband in the Lockerbie bombing.
Could something else have been at play? And the rumors are that there were oil deals made. He's lived his life now as a free man surrounded by his family, and certainly not a privilege that my husband had. Mm-hmm. And we need some answers.
We need to still follow up with anyone.
Mary Kay Stratis is busy today. She's helping her daughter Sonia prepare for her wedding day. She's getting married tomorrow in New Jersey. Sonia's thoughts will be with her late father.
I'm definitely sad. I miss my dad. I'll be carrying a picture of him on my bouquet, and so in essence he will be walking with me down the aisle.
For The World, I'm Marcus Raitt.